Welcome to the Vaccine Conversation video podcast with Melissa and Dr. Bob. I'm Dr. Bob Sears, a pediatrician, and Melissa Floyd is my co-host, and you've probably been listening to the Vaccine Conversation podcast for almost 3 years now. We've been doing that, and finally, we are getting into the studio to do the video series.
And the topic we're going to tackle today is going to be, why are parents questioning the full CDC schedule? We have 11 subtopics to hit, and all the stuff that we hear the most, wouldn't you say, Dr. Bob?
Right, yeah. A lot of it is discussions I have with my patients in the office, the questions they ask me, the information I give them. You know, we're totally not giving you guys direct medical advice. This is just general information, but you definitely talk this over with your own doctor. But these are the 11 most interesting to us topics in the whole vaccine conversation that I think anyone would think through as they're trying to make the vaccine decision for their children.
So here they are. The first one's going to be that ever-expanding vaccine schedule. This is something a lot of people talk about. We're looking at 69 doses on today's CDC schedule for kids from birth until 18 years. That's a big one.
Right. And the next topic is the idea that some of the shots really aren't very necessary. Maybe the disease is really mild, or maybe the disease doesn't even occur in babies. So we're going to sort of ask, you know, why are we giving certain shots on the CDC schedule when they occur on the schedule? And a lot of parents are starting to question the logic of the entire schedule.
And then the next one's a big one for me. This is about vaccine risk. It is scientifically conclusive that there is risk for some. Okay, not for everyone, but for some. And vaccine risk is absolutely one of the biggest things that is making parents stop and question.
Right, and then some parents have a family member or a friend who has actually suffered vaccine injury. Severe injury from vaccines might be fairly uncommon, but when it does happen, it can be devastating. So we're going to talk about what it looks like, you know, why it might happen to some kids, and how that growing awareness is making more and more parents look more closely at vaccines instead of just automatically accepting the entire CDC schedule.
Now, another thing that most parents don't know, especially parents who have not researched this, is that manufacturers do not have liability for vaccines. So this is a big issue because it lends itself to question, how does this improve vaccine safety if there is no liability? So this is a big one, too.
Yeah, I look forward to that discussion. And then the other concern that parents have about vaccines, about the whole CDC schedule, is that the actual schedule has no long-term safety research. They haven't actually looked at it to determine, you know, what is the outcome with these kids? Do they grow up very healthy? Are they healthier than kids who don't do the whole schedule? What's the long-term safety profile of the schedule? We don't know. So I guess that part of the segment is going to be fairly short because there isn't a lot to talk about, but we're going to talk about how that is a problem and a concern in the scientific community. It's a growing concern there, and it's definitely a concern for parents.
And what about the ingredients in vaccines? I mean, do you actually know what's in them? There are some questionable ingredients. And remember, these are injected into the body, which is very different than exposure in another way. And so we're going to talk about things like aluminum, which has gotten a lot of attention in peer-reviewed medical literature. And so we're going to talk about ingredients. That's another big factor.
Something that I deal a lot with in the office is disease risk. You know, a lot of parents want to know, if I don't vaccinate, is my kid going to die of a disease? You know, what's the chance of dying of a disease, you know, if you vaccinate or if you don't vaccinate? And overall, fortunately, the disease risk is fairly low. And we're going to talk about that and how that can factor into how you evaluate the importance of the complete CDC schedule.
And you cannot talk about this without acknowledging that we've got some conflicts of interest there. They are within the medical establishment and within the media. And these are the two biggest pillars that the average person, the citizen, is getting information from. So how can you trust information when we have conflicts of interest? That'll be an interesting discussion too.
Right. And, you know, the year is 2021 right now. And in case you're watching this 5 or 10 years from now, but COVID has been a huge issue this year. And the worldwide response to COVID disease and how we've fast-tracked these vaccines and developed these vaccines very quickly. And it's basically a whole like emergency use experiment of this brand new vaccine technology that's being used worldwide. And that's kind of opened up everyone's eyes to the process of vaccine approval and how governments work with pharmaceutical industries and how, you know, mandates are passed down and laws are passed down that might affect your freedom, and how that all ties in, you know, to the COVID discussion, but also the larger vaccine discussion. And we're going to talk a lot about that as well.
That's look forward to definitely it. Opening some eyes. And speaking of liberty and mandate, the loss of liberty because of vaccine mandates, including COVID, but others as well that we've been fighting for the last 6 years, is our final piece that we're going to bring to this. Mandates. There should never be mandates for medical interventions that contain risk for some. It doesn't matter if it's not everybody. If there is risk for some, we should not have medical interventions that are mandated. And that's a big thing because we're talking about, especially with the COVID situation, losing our freedoms, losing our liberties. And that's a discussion every American and other countries around the world should be having. And that's why we've seen a lot of protests and rallies over this last year as well. So a lot of really exciting stuff. We're going to go into each of these things now, but just wanted to give you a summary. And again, discussing why parents are really questioning the full CDC vaccine schedule. And why do we even do this? This is why we do it, right?
Right, exactly. So yeah, let's
get into
jump right into the full episode.
All right.